Well, hello, it's Father Eli here at St. Joe's and Our Lady of Fatima. Hope you're doing well. Today is Friday, May 8th, and I'd like to talk a little bit about music. Especially music in regards to the liturgy. There's a lot that could be said, as I often say, I guess. It's one of my stock phrases. Sacred music is for the liturgy. So sacred music would be music that was written for the Mass or for Liturgy of the Hours. Gregorian chant, polyphony, these are forms that the Church has traditionally allowed and used. In the past, it wasn't so common to have hymns. We have hymns more often these days than chant and Gregorian chant and so forth, but hymns are okay too. There's ways that hymns can be used, but hymns should be, again, hymns that are written for the liturgy, not just something that's been adapted to the liturgy, which is more often the case. There's other forms of music that have been kind of used in the liturgy, folk music, jazz music, sort of secular music that's been kind of adapted, and these aren't really the best choices. They are not really appropriate. They're not really ideal. You know, something like Danny Boy, I would call that a folk song. Sometimes people want this at their funeral or something like that. It has sentimental value. Okay. I, on one hand, can understand something like that, but it's really not, it's not for the liturgy. It's not for what we're doing. Liturgy is about worshiping God, worshiping the Lord, and when we have a funeral or something like that, even a wedding, we're still worshiping God. That's why we're in church. That's why we're doing it in church, is because that's the focus, is we're worshiping God. The context of this particular worship is that we all are also remembering something or commemorating something or celebrating something, like a wedding or a funeral or something like that. So there are times when we might use different music, but we shouldn't ever lose track of the idea that we are worshiping God. And so to bring a folk song in or a secular song in is not really appropriate for the liturgy. There are beautiful songs. I like Danny Boy. I like lots of songs. I happen to be a fan of, actually maybe you didn't know this, I like some heavy metal or hard rock. And there are some songs that I really like, but I would never, ever say that, oh, because I like these songs, they should go in the liturgy, or they should fit in the liturgy. No, I wouldn't do that. It's fine to like something, but that doesn't mean we just stick it in there and just try to make it fit. Sometimes that's the mindset of people. This is a special song to me. It means something to me. Okay, but that doesn't mean it should go in the liturgy. So a bit of a rant there, but We should have a greater sense of what the music is for. Secular music is not to worship God, it's to express ourselves. And so when we move it into the liturgy, we are making the liturgy more about ourselves than about God. Again, folk music, kind of a cultural thing. It's something that develops in a particular place, and for given reasons, it becomes popular. But again, folk music is not about worship. It's not about us worshiping God. And so to move folk music into the liturgy, again, it disorients us. It disorients the liturgy. This might seem like cutting hairs to some people, but it's important to recognize that, because we've gotten so used to it that we just don't even notice. Another song, that's a religious song, but not written for the liturgy. Amazing Grace. John Newton, who was a slave trader, wrote this song in regards to his conversion. It's a beautiful story, a beautiful song in some ways, but it has nothing to do with the liturgy. It was not written for the liturgy. He wasn't even Catholic. So, you know, we have to recognize sometimes just because it's a piece of music is good, or we like it, or it makes us feel a certain way, that doesn't mean it necessarily fits with the liturgy. These days, we've had a lot of music written in a more sort of jazzy style or something. I mean, I like jazz, but doesn't belong in the liturgy. So crossing these lines has not helped us in our worship. When we try to make the worship of God more comfortable for ourselves or more like our preference, that sort of thing, it doesn't help us worship God. And so we need to be aware of that, or we need to at least consider that as we select music and as we try to think about what's appropriate for the Mass. I particularly grew up in a time when I really was not exposed to any sacred music. All the music that I grew up with, practically all of it anyway, was jazzy, folk music, sort of religious music, but not necessarily written for the Mass. And so for me, when I first encountered sacred music, it really struck a chord in me because it was so different. And that's part of what the Mass, music at the Mass should be, is it should be different than from anything we experience out in the world. It tells us we're doing something different, but we are worshiping God, and the focus is God. The lyrics express that, and they don't point to ourselves, which is often the case with these other songs. Does it have to be in Latin? No. You can have bad Latin music too. It could be just as bad. Just putting it in Latin doesn't make it better. But there is a sense, I think, where if we have a Latin hymn or Latin chant, it kind of tells us, okay, this is not for something else. This is written for, probably most likely, for the Mass. Not always the case, but very often. Another aspect of music, sometimes these pieces that have been written are very complex. They're more performative. They are, the form of the music is like syncopated and hard to follow, and it's kind of meant to express a certain emotion, and kind of, you know, has a certain kind of powerful beat that might drive us to get excited. But that's not really what we're meant to do in the liturgy. The music should always assist us to enter into the particular action that's happening in the liturgy. So when the music overplays its hand and becomes the focus, usually that's the wrong thing. So when we're preparing the gifts in the altar, when we're preparing to receive the Eucharist, or we have received the Eucharist, when we are entering or exiting the church, the song, the hymn, the chant, whatever is being played, should assist us in that action. It shouldn't dominate the action and become the focus of what's happening. And sometimes music can do that, and if that's happening in the liturgy, it's really not probably the best music for that part of the liturgy. So I'm not sure if this is making sense, but music that's for the liturgy helps us worship better, keeps us focused on what is happening, and allows us to enter in. Sometimes I think our focus is too much on, I want to know the music, I want to be able to sing along with it. That's good, we should, but that's not the primary focus. The primary focus of the music is to lead us into the action of the liturgy. And so we have to be careful what we present. Now, there's going to be lots of opinions on this, but the church tells us that the preference of the church is Gregorian chant. That's the primary mode of worship in the church. It's kind of been the time-honored thing. Polyphony is good too. Other hymns are good too. But the first place in terms of what should be most honored would be Gregorian chant. Now, that's not the reality in most parishes these days, and I think it's something we have to kind of work on and slowly build over time. And maybe people just don't prefer it, and they want to go to a parish where they don't do chant. Okay, so I think it's okay to have a mix in our parishes, but it's something that we should become aware of. Why is the church prefer that? Well, it's because it's instrumental in leading us into worship. And so, as we continue to understand the liturgy more and enter into it more, hopefully our desire and our openness to the forms of the liturgy, being chant and so forth, would be we'd be more open to that. We'd become more familiar with it and more attracted to it, and would help us enter into the liturgy. Now, I have to be careful. I know there's lots of people who don't like chant, or don't like Gregorian chant, or even polyphony. So we have to be careful of what's allowed, and then what's best. And a balance of those is always good. So I'm not saying we're always going to just do chant, but I think if you haven't recognized it by now, I have a preference to do what the church asks when it comes to the liturgy, and to try to do it well. Some parishes are limited by the abilities of the parish. The parishioners who sing or play music maybe can't do those things, and so we just do what we can. You know, that the church often says this is preferred, and if you can do it, do it. But if not, do what you can to make the liturgy beautiful. And so that's what we do, and that's what we should strive for as we worship God, to do what we can to make the Mass beautiful, make the Mass transcend our experience here of the everyday existence here on earth, help us enter into what is ahead of us, which is the life of heaven, to transcend what we can see, hear, and touch now. And sometimes music can help us do that. So anyway, that's a little, I don't know if you'd call it a rant or a little chat or a little some thoughts on music. So I hope we can continue building our music programs in our parishes and trying to do our best to worship God with our music, doing what we can to utilize the gifts and talents that are available to us to give our very best to God. So hope you have a good day. God bless you. Take care.